Baby, can you feel that I'm breathing? How does it feel to feel? I've been pricking the skin like a watery sad vein. How does it feel to feel? Baby, you can love me for.
Cobra Verde wrapping up that set of music from a couple sets I just kind of edited together from back in May of 2008. Cobra Verde doing One Step Away From Myself. And before that, the Raconteurs with a Top Yourself. Also heard some Mighty Mighty Boss Tones in that set doing Bob Marley's Simmer Down. And speaking of cover, Skank and Pickle dared to do a Clark Kent cover of Don't Care. I usually play the original Clark Kent because it's awesome. It's Stuart Copeland of The Police, a little project he had back in the early 80s. And the DB started off everything because today is the day that we got to sign off because we'll do it again on Fridays and Tuesdays. My name is Paul. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. You can hear it Fridays at 9 p.m., Tuesdays at 2 p.m. right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, and streaming WRCT.org. Send me a request if there's something you want to say, or just say hi. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Always, I appreciate you listening, and we'll catch up soon.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we're going to listen to music that was nominated to the Latin Grammys for 2022. The list came out yesterday. The Latin Grammy ceremony will happen in November. Until then, the members of the Academy will be voting for the winners. Of course, we will be focusing on the Brazilian nominations. Let us start with Best Classical Contemporary Composition. The first Brazilian piece nominated is Anido's Portrait by Sérgio Assad. It is a piece for guitar solo commissioned by the guitarist Berta Rojas. The piece is a tribute to Maria Luisa Anido, who was an Argentinian guitar player. She had an incredible career as a concert artist and teacher, relentlessly touring with performances in South America, Europe, Russia, Japan, Cuba, in other words, all around the world. She was musically active into her later years and received a great number of honors like awards, titles, and musical and literary tributes. The Latin-nominated composition is the first movement, Chacarera, and each of the work's four movements adopts a musical style from a country important to Anido. The Chacarera itself is a genre of Argentinian folk music, which is often dubbed the rural counterpoint to the urban tango. We will listen now to all four movements of Anido's Portrait. The movements are Chacarera, as I mentioned, Zapateado, which is a dance from Spain, Air de Calinca takes us to Russia, and finally a Salsa, reminding us of Cuba, where Anido resided in the 1980s. Thank you.
was a Needles Portrait by Sergio Assad with the guitarist Berta Rojas. It is the first piece we're listening today, nominated for the 2020 Latin Grammys. The list with all the nominees was made public yesterday. There is another Brazilian work which was nominated also for the same category. It is called Canaue. It is for orchestra by the Brazilian composer Dimitri Servo. It is from the album OSPA e Convidados. OSPA is the Orquestra Sinfônica de Porto Alegre under the direction of Evandro Mate. Dimitri Servo, the composer, he is also a pianist and conductor, is one of Brazil's best findings of the classical music of the state of Rio Grande do Sul. He is mainly influenced by Brazilian indigenous music and also minimalism. Servo, who also practices surfing as a hobby, has been receiving substantial recognition in Brazil. He started presenting his first composition in public at the age of 14, and in 1991 he took composition classes and film music classes with the Ennio Morricone, the famed Italy. Back to Brazil, he earned a master's degree in Salvador, Bahia, and while there, he had contact with the Afro-Brazilian percussion music that also influenced his work. He has been performed by more than 40 orchestras in Brazil and abroad. So here is Canaue for orchestra by Dimitri Servo with the Orquestra Sinfônica de Porto Alegre under the direction of Evandro Mate. This was Canaue by Dimitri Servu with the OSPA Orchestra Sinfonica di Porto Alegre under the direction of Evandro Mate. In case you're just joining us tonight, we're listening to the Latin Grammy nominees for classical music for this year. The list came yesterday. There is one more nominee for us tonight. It was nominated in the category of Best Classical Album. It is Erika Ribeiro, Igor Stravinsky, Sofia Gubaidulina, and Hermeto Pascoal. In this album, Erika transcribed works by Stravinsky and Hermeto Pascoal for the piano and also included pieces by the Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina. Erika Ribeiro, the pianist, is known for her remarkable musicality, transparency, and spontaneity of her interpretations. As this album shows, she is always on the search for new performance approaches and combines diverse styles in her playing and programming. She is the winner of 10 piano competitions in Brazil, including the 3rd Nelson Freire competition. She has performed extensively in Brazil as well as in the US, Poland, Germany, Portugal, France, and Oman. She studied at the University of São Paulo, but also at the prestigious Hochschule für Musik Hans Eisler in Berlin, Germany, and also chamber music in France. So, here is the Brazilian nominee for Best Classical Album for the Latin Grammys this year, Erika Ribeiro, playing Stravinsky, Gubaidulina, and Hermeto Pascoal. We will start with the Hermeto Pascoal piece. It is called Série de Arco.
Thank you.
These piano pieces we just heard, played by Erika Ribeiro, were written by Igor Stravinsky. The music that follows next was written by the Russian composer Sofia Gubaidulina. This last piece we heard is called Pica-Pau, that is Woodpecker in Portuguese, from the Latin Grammy nominee CD Erika Ribeiro, Igor Stravinsky, Sofia Gubaidolina, and Hermeto Pascoal. We heard in this program music that is competing this year for the Latin Grammy. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Flavio Chamis and hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT with something new about Brazilian music. Always a pleasure to be here. Enjoy your weekend and stay a few more minutes with the music of pianist Erika Ribeiro.
I'm Dr. Michael Noor with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men, but African American men are more at risk. That's primarily because it's often diagnosed when it's more advanced. The good news is that diagnosed early, most prostate cancer can be treated effectively. If you're a man over 50 or have a family history of prostate cancer, talk to your doctor today about a test. For more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Welcome to another Tembo Sounds The Culture Show with I, Dr. Kenya O.C. Radoli. It's going to be another great one. We're playing some old school. We're going to mix it up. It's going to be a mashup of some old school house, some deep house, some soulful house, some afro house. All that good stuff that comes along with great music. Wherever you're listening from, We enjoy. We're glad to have you on board. Let me know on the chat. Let me know in the messages and WhatsApp where you're listening from. 412-499-5000. Broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Steel City, City of Champions. The Temple Sound Show is a champion show. Let's keep it locked right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. Also broadcasting on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. And none other than my walking radio, Africa's hottest online radio station. Temple Sounds of Culture, keep it locked. Let's get it.